I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Sunday, January 23rd. In the past few months, we had more questions about Saturn than any other planet. People remember Saturn's spectacular opposition of a year ago, when the planet's rings were very open and beautiful with respect to Earth.
This planet reached opposition again earlier this month. That's when we passed between Saturn and the Sun for this year. So Saturn is in a great place to observe now, although if you looked through a telescope, you'd find Saturn's rings in a slightly more edge-on position than last year.
But Saturn is nearly always beautiful through a telescope, and it's also fun to see with the eye alone. You can't see the rings without a telescope, but you can see that Saturn looks like a bright golden star. Right now, Saturn is pretty easy to find. The only hard part is that it's in a region of the sky filled with many bright stars. Tonight and tomorrow night, if you want to see Saturn, look for the moon. It'll be near a little arc of three bright stars.
Only two of these objects really are stars, Castor and Pollux in the constellation Gemini. The third object, the closest of the three to the horizon in early evening, is Saturn. You might notice its golden color and its steady light.
For charts of stars and planets, come to earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.